Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, big game tonight. Eagles in Washington. Let's get you set for tonight, looking at it through the prism, something we haven't discussed and maybe you haven't thought about. Who Washington's played. Obviously, they've won a lot of games, but let's just go through their schedule quickly. We're going to get to Sirianni in a moment on this game. Let me just rattle through. Of course, we know that Washington 7-3. Here's their games this year. So, all of it, Jaden Daniels as a rookie. So they lost week one to Tampa 37-20. That was at Tampa. That's a pretty significant loss by 17 points. Then they got on their winning streak. They beat the Giants by 3. They beat the Bengals by 5. That was in Cincy.
The Giants game was the one where the Giants didn't have a kicker, remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. They could have lost that game for what it's worth.
All right, Cincy was a big deal for Washington because that felt like, for them, a potential breakthrough moment because typically, you know, Washington doesn't win at Cincy. Then they won at Arizona, and Arizona's had some wins this year. So that's
Arizona's 6-4.
Yeah, that's not.
They're in first place. Yeah, they're in first place in that division.
That's not unimpressive. A 42-14 win at Arizona.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, that's good.
All right, then they did what you're supposed to do to Cleveland, beat them by 21.
Then they've had some big wins. They've beaten some teams. Like, they beat the Panthers by 30-something.
All right, then they lost to Baltimore by 7. That was at Baltimore. Not a bad loss, just lost by 7 to Baltimore. Beat Carolina by, John, 33.
It was a 40-7 or something?
40-7. Then the Hail Mary to beat Chicago. Then a victory over the Giants by 5, and then the loss to Pittsburgh by 1. That's pretty impressive.
Giants by 5, not impressive at all. I do think it's interesting. That game against the Steelers, absolutely, that's a tough Steelers team.
Yeah.
That's a tough defense. That was, a tough-minded from both sides. That was a gritty game, and it was impressive, I thought. I heard on John Johnson's show this morning, he was talking about Brian Johnson. Johnson of Eagles lore last season.
Right?
Brian Johnson, he's their pass game team's assistant head coach, offensive pass game coordinator. I just wonder how that whole relationship is between Jalen.
Jalen was asked about. Jalen said they've stayed in touch, is what he said.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much more this game means to
Jalen. Well, has Nick and Brian
how much
well,
more
that's a different question. I just know Jalen and him have.
How much more it means to Nick. How much more it means to Brian because Nick's across
but
the way.
But Brian's not that involved. Like, it's Cliff Kingsbury's offense, for sure.
Totally.
Well, more so. Yeah, that's
but
true.
Brian Johnson is a part of that offense. He's in all those meetings. You know, but I wonder about the emotions that are taking place.
Yeah.
Because this was the man who knew Jalen like an uncle. Remember, this is the guy that all the way up through, they've known one another. He was coached by Jalen's dad. You know, they go way back. So I just wonder where things were left.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder where things will be. I wonder how it motivates each man prior to this game.
Tonight's game, for sure. All right, Sirianni, head guy for the Eagles from a coaching standpoint, what he said to us about this matchup. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. Hey, Ben Sledge.
Hey, Joe, John, how you guys been?
Hey, Sledger, great to hear you.
Yeah, it's been a while. I missed you guys.
We miss you too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was away for a few months, so I wasn't around. I couldn't call in.
All right, well, welcome back. Hello.
Glad to hear you.
What do you got for us, Sledge?
Well, this whole thing with Jaden Daniels, man, it's actually kind of scary. I mean, that him alone has made the Commanders a legitimate team, to where for a long time they were a joke and we were worried about the Cowgirls for a while, and now it's like the reverse roles.
It changes the division. Yeah, look, it does. Quarterbacks often change divisions, and it feels like the next 10 years will be a lot more of Washington than the Giants and Dallas, at least as it currently sits. Now, that can change again, but right now you would certainly project over the next few years that Washington will probably win more games. And by the way, while I don't like Josh Harris, the Sixers owner, I mean, if he stays out of the way in Washington, spends money, which he does, and hires the right people, which he did not do in Philly here, but if he hires the right people, I mean, they can have
success.
Can't
be worse than Dan Snyder.
Can't be worse, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I'll still, I mean, at least it's not Dallas. At least we can have more fun making fun of him now.
Say that again, Sledge.
I said, at least it's not Dallas doing this. We can make even more fun of them now.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But I don't think Dallas is dead for next year. I know there's a lot of people putting, like Jaws said, they're not going to be around for 3 years. I disagree with that.
Well, as long as Dak Prescott's making the money he's making there, they're not getting any real talent there anymore.
Well, I mean, they need to build a team. They need to build better players around him. I mean, it's been diminished. And look, I think he's also gotten worse, but I don't think he's that bad. He just was in a spot this year. I mean, they literally entered the season with no running back. There's no running back. I mean, their option of running back was a guy that was washed up 3 years ago. That's absurd.
Still amazing.
I thought no
they
one cared about running back.
Well, John, and then the O-line, obviously, and you know Zach Martin's going to be gone soon, and
it's
their O-line collapsed, and that was a hallmark of the last 10 years.
Not a hallmark, the hallmark for them.
They were a force. That line was a force for 10 years.
It was just catastrophic. You could see it coming. Everyone on the outside looking in could see it coming, saying, wait, why isn't Dallas doing things?
Right.
Wait, well, free agency came and went, and now, wow, the summer came and went. They're entering training camp.
It was very
strange.
They
didn't make it seems like their roster's incomplete, but then they just went forged ahead.
Yeah.
And here they sit. It is not a normal spot to be in for a well-run organization.
All right, Sledge, give me an answer. What's an American classic?
Yeah, and they answer your question on that, Ricky, is simply put, it's because Dallas sucks.
There you go. They're not a well-run organization.
Sledge, what do you got?
For my classic, I mean, it's the most wonderful time of the year, man. Christmas.
Christmas. You got it, Sledge. Appreciate the phone call.
Great
All right,
one.
Let's listen to Sirianni. So we had Sirianni on the program yesterday. And we
celebrated worldwide.
I don't know if Christmas can be called an American classic. I think it's just a classic.
It's a classic. I agree with you because it is worldwide. That's right. So, Sirianni, we spoke to him earlier this week, and we had a couple questions back and forth on this game specifically tonight. Normally when Nick's on the program, it's more about the last game. But when we talked to him yesterday, it was the day before the game, so we got a lot into tonight's game. Let's listen to Sirianni. A couple questions, a couple answers with the Eagles head coach.
Nick, what's the biggest challenge with coaching on the short week for a Thursday nighter?
Yeah, sleep.
We know that game.
What are the numbers that we're talking about here, sleep-wise?
It's not good. It's not, you know, what do they recommend, the 7 hours a day? We're not even close to that. But, the biggest challenge is just, you know, putting the guys in positions to succeed as far as, you know, with limited time to do so, right, as far as, like, You don't want to do too much. You don't want to, you know, put in a bunch of new things because you don't have time to rep it and or to practice it. So it's just being strategic of, you know, the things that you're going to put in the game plans, and, you know, just again getting the guys ready. You know, always worrying. You know, I know we're not sleeping, but you know, making sure the guys are sleeping and then making sure their bodies are right. So there's a lot of things that go into it. A lot of different. You know, things that go into making sure that everything's right as far as them mentally, and then just trying to get them as well rested as we possibly can physically.
Nick, is it fair to say it's an extra challenge when it's a quarterback and a good one who you've never faced before? Like Brandon Graham, who's faced almost everybody, has never faced this guy. I got to imagine that makes it a little bit more complex on a short week.
I think this is a good football team, and anytime you're playing a good football team, it's going to be challenging. And he's playing at a very high level. A lot of respect for him and the things they're doing with him. And so, you know, it's always going to be a challenge. You know, this league is littered with a ton of good players. Those guys always present challenges. And when you have a little bit less time to prepare, those challenges become even tougher. But, you know, they got a challenge with us as well, because we got good players and good coaches as well. And so, you know, it should be a really good battle. I look forward to it. Really look forward to how rowdy it's going to be over in that stadium. And so, yeah, but a lot of respect for how Jaden Daniels is playing quarterback, and, you know, doing it at a high level very early in his career.
Jaden Daniels, he's been so awesome, but he's still a rookie. How do you take advantage of a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously rookies, you know, in this league haven't seen everything, and that, you know, different giving them different challenges, giving them different things, giving them different looks, to make it as challenging as possible, you know, so he's not comfortable back there. How do you make a quarterback uncomfortable? You make him uncomfortable by being able to hit him in the pocket, and also, you know, not letting him, you know, see what he thinks he's seeing. So, you know, again, we'll have to be on it because this is a good football team, and I know they got good coaches and good players. We'll have to be on it, and that's, you know, that's what we're working on today, tomorrow, and tonight.
Do you feel something different when you know it's mid-November, it's getting a little cold, division, at least for the moment, is on the line tomorrow night? Do you feel a little something different when it's a game of that magnitude against a quality club?
You know, every opportunity in the NFL is so precious, right? You only play 17 games, so it's so exciting every time you step out into the field, and the preparation and the work. Like, you pour everything you have into each week, and so, like, every game feels the biggest game for us. Now, with that being said, you know, I can't wait for a Thursday night game in our stadium. Like, that, how awesome is that against a division opponent? And I love what you said. Like, this time, these are the best memories I have of football dating back to when I'm a kid. You know, it's cold. The leaves are falling off the trees and almost off the trees. There's not a lot of games that I remember as a kid or growing up. Like, you remember the ones that are cold, that are dreary, that are, like, gloomy all day. Like, you know, going into it, that's just, I guess that's my upbringing in the Northeast.
Yeah.
You know, Northeast football growing up. So, you know, you just feel like, hey, this is football season. Like, what an unbelievable opportunity for us to go out there. So we're excited, no doubt, to be playing a good opponent on Thursday night at home. And like you said, like, yeah, it just feels like football.
All right, that was Sirianni yesterday. And obviously, you know, I referenced yesterday because some of those answers when he's talking about tomorrow night and stuff like that, that was from an interview yesterday. But it's a big game, and I think we're all looking forward to it. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day that both relate to tonight's game. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who wins tonight? John, how do you think people voted on who wins, Eagles or Washington?
I think the voters anti-Eagles are just trying to mess it up. So that's a small percentage, like 12-ish.
You're good.
So 88.
I don't think it's about anti-Eagles. I don't think it's that. I think people know the Eagles could lose. Washington's decent.
Usually seems like it's high 80s, though.
87% picked the Eagles.
Very good.
So you're good. All right, second poll question. Let's all go on the record. Who's a better player? Then we'll get John's assessment of how people voted. Better player, Hurts or Daniels? James, what do you got?
Hurts.
Ray?
Hurts.
Okay, I've got Daniels. I want to see him play a little more to know for sure, but I sense that it's Jaden Daniels.
Said right now.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, right now. Agree. Okay. I'm not saying who I would take for the next 10 years.
Correct.
No, I understand. I understand. I would say...
Ask me again tomorrow.
Oh, believe me. Believe me. We might be if they lose. All right, John. Hurts or Daniels, who do you think is currently a better player?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, you say that dismissively, like it's not even to be
very offended. You even asked that.
I am offended, actually. Yeah.
Well, you should have.
Jaden has been a wonderful rookie thus far.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But it's how many games? Nine?
10 for him. 10. All right, John, how do you think people voted?
Geez. 70% say Jalen.
74% say Jalen Hurts. Well done by you.
Very well done.
On the combined polls. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Oh, what's up? It's your barber, Charlie. Listen, man, I miss you from back in the day. We used to love when you fell asleep in our chair with your little feet dangling as your shoes are on the floor, barefoot. We really miss you, buddy. Good luck.
Not nice.
Yeah, it really is like a child, like a small five-year-old that gets the lollipop. Can't wait for the lollipop afterwards.
John,
pretty much grew up in the Northern Virginia area outside of D.C. So I know being from Philly, you're supposed to hate Dallas. I hate Washington. I hate all Washington sports. I can't stand the commies. And all I got to say is, let's go, Bucks!
Love that.
Nice job.
Problem is, Josh Harris tonight is going to be saying the exact opposite, but with less passion.
Getting done work about 10 a.m. this morning. Headed right down. Biggest game of the year for the Birds. Shout out, Max and Jess. You know who you are. Eagles!
A little shout out in there.
How about that?
Eagles! Woo-hoo-hoo! Let's go, Birds!
Right, let's,
taking
awesome.
The city by storm.
Let's get to the Devin A. Here we go. That is so. Here's what Larry Anderson says to Devin for her E.
No excuse.
Yeah. It's a disgrace. And you know what Devin says back?
F.
And then she says,
E.
It's crazy. All right. And with that,
it's crazy.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That was yelling. She was yelling that.
She was.
E.
She was trying.
Why is it so quiet?
Well, if it's quiet, it's just...
Like, how do you yell that quietly?
Yeah, here's what we have to work on. We've got to get her mad and yell.
Yeah, but she struggles. We've tried.
I understand. It's going to... You know what? I'm pretty good at that. I'm going to have to take her under my wing.
I like this, Rhea.
Take her under your wing.
I got to get her in that and get that off of that E.
Take her under
your wing.
Got
to be more guttural, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, we need the Larry Anderson.
No excuse.
We got to start applying that to the Sixers. Yeah. I mean, John.
Oh, good call. Yeah, another bonehead play.
No excuse.
Oh, yeah. No, here we go.
Another bonehead play.
Yeah, Paul George.
No excuse.
So good.
Oh, really yeah.
Don't go there with me. Don't
do it. Don't do it. You know what I can also always get to?
Carson stinks.
Just because, you know.
Sure.
I love when you remember that you have a soundboard.
I do.
It's like the hammer.
The hammer remembers.
People know when it's bull.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
What do we got here? That thing's my little toy. Greg.
We all know.
Greg, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. You guys hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. So what I want to say is tonight, I really don't, nothing really concerns me specifically about this team. But at some point, I want to see Jalen do more. I think early on in the season, we were passing the ball a lot. I think 38 times a game we were passing the ball first four games. Last four games, that number's come down to 21. And I get it. We got Saquon Barkley. But I think when we get to the playoffs and we play a team like Detroit, at some point we're going to need Hurts to step up and be able to use
it. I agree. Greg, people don't like when I say I think they're hiding him a bit. People find it disrespectful.
I think they're hiding him a bit.
Yeah.
When I watch this offense, they do not seem melodical outside of saying Saquon run or a deep ball. And I think the rate that we're hitting these deep balls, I don't know if it's sustainable. I'm tired, even in the Dallas game, when they kept lining up to show the zero blitz, we're running four verticals, which is exactly what we were doing last year, but it didn't work. The difference is it's working this year, but we had a problem with it last year because it wasn't working, but now
I'll also say this, and this is where Jalen deserves a lot of credit. In the midst of not being the greatest pocket passing quarterback, he is making plays and getting a little closer back to 2022. Like, the two plays he made last week where he extended time and one time threw for a touchdown, there's probably not five quarterbacks in pro football that could have successfully made that play.
The one where he stepped up, dodged the free guy.
That was really, really impressive.
Incredible.
And the other thing, Greg, is if he can get those 3 to 5 runs a game where he, you know, gains some first down. Like that,
where they
know,
do everything right and he gets the first down anyway, or he gets the touchdown anyway. He defeats and breaks a defense's will with those plays. And it happens every game.
And you shouldn't overlook them. So it's a weird thing to evaluate because he misses some things many quarterbacks do well, and he does some things exceptional that many quarterbacks can't do at all.
8 rushing touchdowns over the last 4
games. Well, let me tell you, let me be the first to say it if no one else has. If Jalen Hurts has a long career, if he has a long career, he will be the NFL's all-time leading touchdown maker.
Could be,
Mark it down.
I mean, he's going to be the quarterback by, next season
but
or season after.
Who has it, Emmett?
Well, Emmett has the overall, Cam has the quarterback record.
Okay, but I'm telling you, if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for 10, 12, 14 years, he will probably finish his career as the leading guy with touchdowns
his
in NFL history.
Over 4 games is the...
I got to tell you something. Also, as part of why I say this is no disrespect to Jalen. Saquon's MVP candidacy is taken away by all the touchdowns he doesn't get from the one. Imagine if you tacked on 5 or 6 touchdowns for Saquon.
Yeah, he might be 12th or 13th in odds if he got that instead of 20th. It's a quarterback award. It is what it is.
Greg, I need an answer. An American classic.
So I'm going to go with a piece of literature. My parents read this book. I read this book when I was in school, and I hope they're still having kids read it today. To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, that's a great one. Yeah.
Really good answer.
All right, To Kill a Mockingbird, big time. I think Thanksgiving's the right answer. Look, we've had some big ones, landing on the moon, the Constitution, Beatles and Ed Sullivan, various cars, cheeseburger and all that.
Announced Turkey Bowl today.
Oh, yeah, another good point, yeah.
Plus, here's the other thing. All these other countries have most of these things.
Yeah.
No one else has Thanksgiving.
There you go.
I mean, they have a constitution. It's not our constitution, but they have a constitution. Unless you're in Russia, that's a whole different thing.
To Kill a Mockingbird was a really good answer,
too. It's a big one. Yeah. All right, have a great rest of the day. Go Birds, Joe!
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.